from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey says to Russia, stay out of our airspace. Turkey said Monday a Russian jet has violated its airspace near the border with Syria, leading to two Turkish F-16s escorting the Russian plane out of the area. A foreign ministry statement said the incident happened Saturday and that NATO member Turkey warned Russia it would be held responsible for any undesired incident if another airspace violation takes place. In a video statement released today, this is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions with the alliance. I urge Russia to take the necessary steps to align its efforts with those of the international community in the fight against ISIL.
An unarmed senior U.S. defense official said the purported violation was not accidental. This was the kind of unprofessional conduct we were hoping to avoid, according to that official. Washington says it will launch an investigation to determine if their airstrikes targeted a hospital run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders that left at least 22 people dead. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has pledged a full and transparent investigation. This is General John Campbell. He's the commander of the International Security Assistance Force and U.S. forces in Afghanistan, speaking today at the Pentagon.
We have now learned that on October 3rd, Afghan forces advised that they were taking fire from enemy positions and asked for air support from U.S. forces. An airstrike was then called to eliminate the Taliban threat, and several civilians were accidentally struck. This is different from the initial reports, which indicated that U.S. forces were threatened.